Welcome back to rural Queensland today. There's a phenomenal day on out at Delacca today. A day of learning is happening at the Delacca Hall, and it is bringing nationally respected regenerative agricultural presenter and author Charles Massey to the little community of Delacca. There's 100 participants registered for the day, and one of them is Beau North. In 2021, he was the Lachlan Hughes Foundation Scholar, himself and his fiancée, and made huge changes and improvement to their property near Serena. It was an old cane farm that they returned back to pasture. Like most of us, the dream of agriculture is so important, and they are both working off-farm to pay for it all. He joins us this morning. Beau, good morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, great, Ben, yourself?
Really good to talk to you. Mate, can I talk about, and we'll get to today and what you're expecting to learn from today, but you in 2021, you were the Lachlan Hughes Foundation recipient, and obviously you had some big dreams, obviously, in Serena to try and turn, you know, cane country into pasture. Not that easy, mind you. Can I talk about how you went about it initially and what the big steps were?
Yeah, no worries. Well, as I said, it was a pretty big dream that we'd never had any experience in it before. Both my fiancée, Catherine, and myself had a great passion for agriculture. So, yeah, we purchased the property, and we were fortunate enough to, or I was fortunate enough to receive the scholarship in 2021. So they've opened us up to a lot of training and opportunities, I guess, prior to actually us implementing any changes on the place. So we got around to natural sequence farming, biodynamics. We had a biodiversity study on farm from Queensland Trust for Nature. So, and a lot of mentoring and assistance from industry experts, which really, really helped in the actual start of the place.
Can I just ask, when you and sorry to jump in, that's awesome. But when you're in Serena and you buy this and you're getting the experts who are more than willing to help, there is the old neighbour or the cocky that's always growing sugarcane in that neck of the woods who'd be shaking their head in disbelief that you're trying to do it. Was there any negative feedback before you even got into it, or was it all positive people going, mate, get into it, it can be done?
Oh, we probably received a lot of positive feedback, to tell you the truth. There's probably a few people that had a few jokes here and there, but no, I think a lot of people have come on board, and I guess everyone's different, but the support from the community's been great, and that's probably one thing that we've been so grateful for. Is like, change is always hard, but people have really adopted us coming into the area and starting our dream and the way we're going to go about it.
Yeah, so when you get these experts, what's the next step?
Yeah, so pretty much that was the planning stage. So we couldn't do much until the cane was ready to harvest. So we were cane farmers for about 1 year.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah, it's probably not something I'd go back to anytime soon at this point, but it was interesting, that's for sure. So pretty much from there, the first step was obviously to propose to my now fiancée, Catherine, so that was the most important thing.
Yeah, well done.
We got the cane cut, and then we started looking at planting a huge multi-species mix to amend the soil and also to provide a feed for the cattle that we were bringing onto the place. So we got in and did that around sort of September, October last year with a bit of help from neighbours and also just from family and friends. We then decided to go towards electric fencing internally just to give us the flexibility so we can adjust our grazing to suit the growth rate of our pastures. And also from there, there was no water on the property at all. So it was a blank canvas pretty much. So from there, we had to put a water project in, which utilised multiple energy sources across the place.
Yep.
So we have good water security now all times of the year. And we have watering points within 250 metres of the cattle.
You had groundwater, I take it. You had groundwater so you could put a bore in, or was it close to like a mains or what was the process there?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough that there was a little bit of infrastructure, so there were two bores on the property. So we utilised those to pump to the tank, and then we have a gravity-fed system out across the property now, so with a really good flow rate. So, yeah, we're pretty well set up there. So then at the end of this year now, we're all set up, ready to go, and we're going to start putting some more perennial pastures in. So that's probably where we're up to at this point in time.
Can I just ask you, mate, when it started, did you see the change to the soil straight away when you planted that first crop?
Yeah, we have. I've probably more above ground than below ground at this point in time. Like the biodiversity in terms of the insects and stuff that we've brought in, also some of the native animals that have come back onto the place. Certainly has been an eye-opener for me. And probably the big thing is probably introducing our cattle. We brought in a lot of species of dung beetles that have never been there before. So that was a really big eye-opener for me and a bit of an exciting moment and a tick the box sort of thing for both Catherine and myself.
I can't get over how awesome this is. Can I talk from a value perspective on how you saw it and how now you've done this? Are you looking to grow? Is that the plan? You're working off farm. Everybody would love to choose ag full time, but unless you're born into it or you've had a bit of luck or you got in at the right time, very, very difficult. I'm in the same boat myself. You're working off farm to get your dream. So as your stocking rates go up, as you've improved this country, are you now looking and like, right, we can do this. We can go to a grand scale. And if we can do it on a block of this size, we can go even bigger. It's going to take time. But what's the step?
Yeah, so at this point in time, we really want to focus on getting this place completely set up. But I guess for our 5 to 10 year dream, that is definitely something we'd like to do. Both Catherine and myself, as I said, we're passionate about the industry. And I guess now with the knowledge and the experience that we've had, we have a few more tools in the toolbox, but probably in the next 5 years, yeah, we would like to look at purchasing more country and managing that if we can to improve the soils definitely, and also to show that the regenerative ag practices are good for the environment and also good for profit as well.
Yeah, they certainly are. I just think it's such a fan. I mean, Lachlan was very close to myself and the Hughes family, and people listening today just know what a wonderful man Lachlan was and what a tragedy his passing was at that time. The big thing about it is that, you know, that Philip and, you know, Anna and Alistair and Adele have followed on with this sequence farming and have really made it a focal point of how they run their business, and now they're teaching a lot of people. I mean, today is a huge day, isn't it? And there's so much to learn. Does it excite you, these kind of days where you go and learn more and if there's 100 people there, you know, you would think that there are more and more people adapting to this, because you only have to go in the middle of dry times. It's not now where you get the benefit. It's when there hasn't been a lot of rain, and this year's been quite phenomenal, but it's in the dry times where you get the real benefit from it.
Yeah, no, we're over the moon, and these days are great. And especially for young farmers, I guess, from my perspective, is that these are some of the tools that we can be using to either get into our farms ourselves or obviously on farming properties that we're already on. So I think for young farmers, this is the future, and I think this is what we need to be looking into more and more.
Yeah, well, we might try and get Charlie Massey on Monday just to talk about that. But, Bo, thank you so much for sharing your story once again. The 2021 Lachlan Hughes Foundation winner, and they call it a scholar. That's a bit very, very, very official title. Good on you, mate. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, and congratulations on what you're achieving, turning 80-year-old sugarcane country into beautiful pastures with perennial pastures, and just phenomenal, bringing wildlife and making it available and just a property based for beef cattle production. Just a phenomenal story, and more people are trying this, and it is absolutely beneficial. Appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us.
No, thanks very much, Ben.
Good on you. Bo North, Rural Queensland Today on the Resonate Broadcast Network.